October 5th, 2011, Bob Sprankle here. Just coming back from a little bit of workshop slash staff meeting, and a topic came up during some work with Gmail. We're all switched over to Gmail, and I thought this might be a good thing to reflect on, maybe a blog post on or something, but we were talking about deleting versus archiving. And my advice to teachers was, you know, archive your email. There's no sense in deleting it. We have so much space at Gmail. You'll probably retire before you ever get close to using all that space. And then we started talking about, like, why would you keep things? And, you know, each document, you know, has other information attached to it, I guess. So, like, you know, even like an innocuous seeming email saying such and such is happening on such and such date might help you later reconstruct a timeline where you are trying to figure out, when did I teach such and such a thing? I know this author was here around that time. You see that history. I mean, that's a little abstract. That's a little vague, but I'm trying to show that, like, you know, some of your email could actually tell a story, and maybe looking at it in a historical manner might help you at least clue in on what you were teaching, how it's changed, what you were doing. And then we got to talking, and this was with colleagues, about keeping kudos from parents and community members. And, you know, I talked about how I've kept all my emails since 2005, because there's a history of communication with other people that I might need to refer back to, even though I haven't worked with them for years. But even just the kudos or feedback on your work, you know, positive or negatively, is your history, and you don't really want to let go of that. And it was interesting because everybody else in the room pretty much said that once they read those, they just delete them. And I found that very interesting. And I think, you know, I think they kind of thought about perhaps keeping that. And I, you know, I encourage them to do so. Because then there's real evidence of what you've done. I mean, otherwise, things are so anecdotal. So I guess the question is to delete or not to delete. And, you know, I've always gone on the side of caution of keeping things around a little bit longer. Certainly not probably with my home affairs, but certainly with work-related stuff. For instance, when I was in the classroom, I would keep all my assessments for 2 years, you know, after the student had left me, you know, just in case someone had to refer back. And people have asked for feedback to students I haven't had for 6 years or so, and I go back through my emails and back through my old narratives and things like that. So it's very interesting. But I think the kudos part, you know, to be able to pull these quotes and show this is what this program that I started or that we were involved in, this is the effect it had on people or students or community members. I think that is essential to keep, and maybe to make more transparent, ask people if we can share that. You know, it can seem promotional, but I think in a lot of the culture that we have today, especially about teachers, those are the things that we don't want to throw away. So just an interesting conversation, and I guess I'm just mulling it over, and possibly we'll think about writing it someday, especially now that we have Gmail, things like that, and that we can get rid of paper because of Google Docs and all. I mean, we have plenty of space, and it's not something I have to dust or move every year or put in a file cabinet or anything like that. So it's just an interesting thing to reflect upon.